With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado House Speaker Casey Becker says lawmakers probably won't return to the Capitol this month to resume their work. Scott Franz has more.
Her prediction comes after the state Supreme Court ruled the legislature can extend the session past May 6th because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Becker says she is considering holding some meetings remotely during the stay-at-home order, but some of the top Democratic priorities, such as paid family leave and a public health insurance option, could become victims of the outbreak.
A lot of bills will have to wait another year, and what those are exactly, we haven't fully decided, and we want to have conversations with the governor's office on that, but he's really very busy right now in the middle of managing this whole thing.
Lawmakers still have to pass a budget for next fiscal year. Becker says writing it will be, quote, incredibly difficult because the economic projections keep getting worse each week. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Last week, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, was signed into law. Eleanor Bennett reports the $2 trillion COVID-19 rescue package includes what are called Small Business Administration, or SBA, loans.
Chris Matera, the executive director of the Basalt Chamber of Commerce, says there are two types of SBA loans. Matera says it's important for small business owners to know which one is right for them.
I would take the time to talk with your trusted financial professionals on what is best for you. Work on getting all of your paperwork ready to go so that once that opportunity is available, you can be first in line. Because there is only so much funding available, this is a first come, first serve opportunity.
The Basalt Chamber has more on their website, as does the Federal Small Business Administration. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Aspen Valley Hospital CEO David Ressler says they're only seeing a slight volume of patients with symptoms of COVID-19. Since the beginning of the outbreak, the hospital has admitted 18 patients. Alex Hager reports one is still in the hospital and all but two of the other patients were discharged to recover at home.
Traffic is also light at the hospital's evaluation tent, which is only seeing an average of 3 to 6 patients per day. Aspen Valley's chief of staff, Catherine Bernard, says patient numbers are being kept in a manageable range because people are following public health orders. In yesterday's Pitkin County Community Meeting, Director of Public Health Karen Kahneman urged visitors to stay away.
We miss you and we value you and sincerely cannot wait to see you again, but right now is not the right time to come here.
Kahneman said supplies at grocery stores and pharmacies are already strained. The healthcare system has a limited capacity, and the high altitude might add an extra complicating factor for people with symptoms. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Students in the Roaring Fork School District will begin online learning April 20th. District officials say they are taking their time to make sure all students have internet access and computers. Until then, teachers are finalizing lesson plans and students can work online on voluntary activities to get familiar with the new learning platform. The district continues to offer grab-and-go breakfast and lunches until the closure ends. I'm Molly Dove.